Welcome back to Midday. I'm Rob Sivak, sitting in for Tom Hall. Those strains of Broadway Baby can mean only one thing. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has joined us in the studio, as she does every Thursday, with her reviews of the region's thespian offerings. And this week, Judy, it's a play at the Fells Point Corner Theater called Trust, a Baltimore premiere, right?
That's right, yeah. Yes.
And now, I'm not familiar with this play, but I know that you're a fan of the prolific American playwright Stephen Dietz. Didn't Everyman Theater do a Stephen Dietz play a few years ago?
Yes. They've actually done two of his plays, and this is, in fact, the second Stephen Dietz play that Fells Point Corner Theater has done. He is very prolific. He's written about 30 plays, and they are all very different from each other. For example, the most recent one that Everyman did, Shooting Star, is about two people who were a couple in college, and by coincidence, they meet up when they're stranded in an airport. They did a much earlier play of his at Everyman called Lonely Planet that was about the AIDS crisis. It took place in a map store. Wonderful, wonderful play. My introduction to Stephen Dietz came many years ago when the former Axis Theater did a play called God's Country that was about white supremacists. Really powerful, powerful play. Contemporary Theater Festival in Shepherdstown, West Virginia has done two of his plays. So he has been done in this area. But the play Trust, this is the first time Baltimore theatergoers can see this. It's a play from the 1990s. It's about rock singers. And the plot focuses on a male rock singer. His name is Cody. He's played by David Shoemaker at Fells Point. Cody is on his way up. He's approaching the height of popularity and stardom. And there is a female singer in the show, Leah. She's played by Laura Malkus. And Leah is a legend who's on her way down. So one's going up, one's going down. And she has a new album she has put out called Trust. So there you get the title of the play. But the play really also focuses on the intersecting people in these two characters' lives and betrayals and lost trust and in these various relationships. For example, Cody is engaged, and the first time we see him with his fiancée, they're arguing about trust.
Maybe you think you called me.
I called you. You'd had a bad gig that night at some barn of an arena. The sound was awful. You couldn't find any Mexican
food.
That
could be anywhere.
And I told you about these people I met at the book show. Richard Akers was one.
And
a bunch of us went out for a drink.
A bunch.
It's a convention.
How large a bunch?
Several.
You have names and numbers?
Listen to you. Like you didn't leave your concert surrounded by babes.
Mm.
Like the radio stations didn't give backstage passes and hotel keys to 17-year-olds.
Okay.
You're the one with the charmed life, Cody
don't
Brown.
Don't try
You're
to deflect this. I want to know this.
You do.
Yes, I do.
I like this.
I don't.
A lot.
That was David Shoemaker and Valerie Dowdle in Fells Point Corner Theater's production of Trust. So, if this is a play about rock singers, does it include music?
Well, that's a logical question. The script suggests music to be used here and there, but recorded music. At Fells Point Corner Theater, the director, Michael Byrne-Zemerell, takes this idea of including music several steps further, and he adds live music. He explained to me that because the play is about musicians, he wanted us to actually see music being performed on stage. And he tried to pick period music that fit the characters, and he picked everything from Elvis Costello to Dolly Parton to Magnetic Fields. Sometimes the singing, the live music comes as part of a scene, and sometimes it's used as the space to fill in between scene changes. And not only do David Shoemaker and Laura Malkus perform, but pretty much everybody in the cast at least sings at some point. Shoemaker also plays a couple of instruments. And another thing that the director has done, he has a musician on stage for almost the entire show, Mark Scharf. This is a character, I guess. He doesn't speak, really, but he has been added to this just to play the guitar, to accompany the singers, and to provide underscoring, which is a nice touch. The musical direction is by Kristen Cooley.
Does it have a 90s sound to it,
or
is it more contemporary?
No, it sounds period.
Mm-hmm. So we've got this music in the live music in the play, but is there any sense in which that's maybe filling in for something lacking in the script? I mean, does it need that music to keep it
going?
Well,
I don't know that it needs the music. There are some script problems. Cody and his fiance don't seem to have much in common. It might have helped to get a little backstory. The music definitely enhances this and gives, you know, it's always nice to see what a character does for a living, to see them actually working at that. So and this music is the score of their lives. The women in the play are connected in various ways. This is another little script problem, because there's a younger woman character, Holly. She's a friend of these other women, and we really have no idea why. I don't know if it's a problem with the way the character's written or with the way Casey Dudd is playing her. I suspect it's a little bit of both. But she comes across as more of a groupie and a lot less of an adult. Interestingly enough, director Michael Zemiral also plays a character. He's in the cast. He plays. He's very involved with all aspects of this show. He plays a guy who's interested in Casey Dutt's character. And get this, Rob, his character is a public radio announcer. He's kind of a peripheral character. He has a great monologue at the start of the second act. He says that women make him nervous, and when he's nervous, he steals things. So he starts pulling things he's stolen out of his coat, things like a computer keyboard and jumper cables. It's very funny, and Zemiral does it very well, but it's almost extraneous, and it sets up an act that lags a little bit. I want to say something more about the monologues, though, because there are a lot of them in this play. This play is very interesting structurally. It has monologues, it has narration, and it has titles, spoken titles. A character who's not in a scene will say the word title and then announce the title. There are titles like "It Was Nostalgia," or here's a favorite one, "Do I Really Look Like I Need to Be Told Another Story?" I began to think they're almost like song titles, as if each scene were a song. And there's some very, very nice writing in this. As I've said, I'm a fan of Stephen Dietz's, and his writing is almost poetry sometimes. One of my favorite lines, "She has hearts to sleep in and rooms to break."
So it seems like the play and the production ask a lot of the actors. Besides doing traditional scenes together, they deliver monologues, do narration, and sing. That's quite a chore. How does the Fells Point Corner cast handle all that?
For the most part, they handle it very well. David Shoemaker has this rock star vibe down, absolutely. Valerie Dowdle plays his fiance as a woman who's sort of part sophisticated and part naive. She doesn't really know what she wants. And I want to mention an actress, Rachel Roth, who is especially good as one of the play's more complex characters. She makes wedding dresses for a living, and she is no fan of weddings. She is a woman who has closed herself off emotionally. And here she is talking about a past relationship that her character had with another character.
"I denied everything to myself, of course. She's your friend, that's it. You helped her through a hard time. Of course you missed the time you had together. It was constant, it was charged. Of course it can't be like that anymore. So I resented her. Not just occasionally, every time she talked, especially to other people. On the phone, at the grocery store, anywhere. I wanted her back."
We're listening to Rachel Roth and Valerie Dowdle in Trust at Fells Point Corner Theater. So can we put our trust in trust, Judy?
I think so. Director Michael Zemiral has done a really creative take on an interesting play, and he gives a lot of challenges to the cast, and the cast meets those challenges. The show has some really strong writing. In a way, along with Trust, this play is about the fact that relationships, all kinds of relationships, can be fodder for songs. I admire the way that Zemiral has fleshed the play out with music, and I admire how comfortable the cast is in roles that call on a lot of different skill sets. I do have to give one caveat. There is a bit of nudity, so this is adult material.
Good to know. Trust continues at Fells Point Corner Theater through this coming Sunday, March 19th. We'll have a link to details about tickets and showtimes on our website, wypr.org/midday. So, Judy, you'll be taking a rare break next week from your regular Thursday theater reviews here on Midday, but you've promised to be back on March 30th.
I'll be here.
So what's in store?
I'll be reviewing Twisted Melodies at Center Stage on the 30th.
Well, thanks for coming by again, Judy.
Thank you, Rob.
Lunch for our Midday guests on Thursday is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow on Midday, the Midday News Wrap with guest host Nathan Sterner and a panel of reporters and commentators who'll review the week's top local, national, and international developments. Hope you'll join us. Thanks for listening today. Thanks also for your calls and tweets and emails. And thanks for subscribing to the Midday Podcast. I'm Rob Sivak, in for Tom Hall. Have a great day.